Okay. Hey, thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. No, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, but we're serious. If you have any free stuff, send it this way.
Can I get a
podcast? Welcome, welcome to another edition of Can I Get a Podcast?
Hello.
Jeffrey, what's the date?
Let me look at my phone real quick. My phone tells me it's Friday, September 21st here in the Dallas-Fort Worth.
You'll never screw that up again, will you?
Probably will.
I bet it'll happen at some point. All right, we've got big plans today for the podcast, something a little different.
What are we doing today?
I'll tell you. Joining us right now on the phone lines, he's the manager of PR and communications for the Round Rock Express. His name is Andrew Feltz. We've got a lot to talk about as the Express changing teams. Used to be the Rangers minor league affiliate.
No longer.
Now the Astros minor league affiliate. And there's just so much going on behind the scenes that I wanted to know about. So, Andrew, what's up, man?
Not much. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Things are good. And we brought Andrew on because some breaking news that does involve the Rangers. Express, formerly the AAA team of the Rangers, but contracts expired, teams have now changed, and now the Express, the AAA team of the Astros. And Andrew, I wanted to get you on just because I don't think a lot of people know what go on with minor league teams, how much work goes on behind the scenes. So just first of all, we'll ask, you know, how far in advance did you know things were going to happen? Did you know it was going to be the Astros? Just kind of everything that's happened over the past couple days. When did you first find out about all the changes that were coming?
Right. So we had a professional development contract with the Texas Rangers. We signed a 4-year deal with them in 2014. And so we knew at the end of the 18th season that contract was going to expire and we would basically become a free agent again. And obviously with Reese Ryan being our CEO, Nolan Ryan and Reed Ryan founding the team back in 2000, it was kind of the writing was on the wall that it just made sense that, you know, that was a potential route we could go, that the Express would reunite with the Astros. Of course, we were when we were founded, the AA affiliate for the Houston Astros, and then in 2005 moved up to be the team's AAA affiliate. So I think, you know, everybody kind of knew that this was something that made a lot of sense and that, you know, once those contract negotiations start and kind of how that would shake out, that's kind of a logical conclusion. But the negotiation window for those PDC, those professional development contracts, didn't open until Sunday, last Sunday, the 16th. And so that was really the first day that, you know, anybody from our organization could formally negotiate with major league clubs. And so really starting on Sunday and into Monday is really kind of when that picked up and it became pretty clear that this deal was going to get done and that kind of what we all thought for the last, you know, year or so was finally going to come true.
Andrew, what went into the process designing that logo? I think at first a lot of people were kind of confused on what the logo was. So can you just talk about what went into that process?
Yeah, absolutely. So we partnered with Brandios, which is they kind of specialize in minor league baseball branding. They do a lot of teams across minor league baseball. And they've been a great partner to work with. But, you know, one thing we kind of pride ourselves on in Round Rock is being almost like run like as a major league organization. So we, you know, we do kind of some wacky promos and stuff like that, but it's nothing like the, you know, you see some of these ridiculous team names and crazy logos and stuff like that. We kind of stay a little bit closer to a more major league feel. So one thing when we went into this process with Brandios and kind of redesigning the logo, giving our brand a refresh, you know, we knew we wanted to keep it similar to kind of what we had, that real kind of professional, almost major league feel to it. But then our 20-year logo is kind of the one that's probably gotten the most publicity in the last 24 hours. But we, of course, the city of Round Rock is named after a round rock. It was in a creek that runs through town. And back in the frontier days when the cattle drives would come through Round Rock, the height of the creek, you know, if the water was too high, you couldn't see the rock. But if the water was low enough, the rock you could see it. And it kind of became like a tradition that, okay, if the rock, you could see the rock, then it's clear for the cattle to cross. So Brandios developed that great logo. And, you know, it's been funny to see the reaction because the folks that live in Round Rock and that understand what that is. And I mean, it's kind of like a local landmark in this part of the state. So the reception from them has been overwhelmingly positive, but it's the folks outside of the city of Round Rock and the city of Austin that, you know, don't know what that is. And we've gotten some pretty funny responses from folks that trying to guess what it is. And then, of course, you know, everybody from Texas loves being from Texas. So the Shape of Texas design, the kind of the Astros rainbow inspired look, going back to their throwback uniforms, really just brought the whole thing together. So we've been really happy with the work that Brandios did and kind of freshening up our branding and our logos.
Yeah, I don't want to call Jeffrey out here, but he actually thought it was a dinosaur skull.
I did. Full disclosure, I had no idea what it was at first, and the first thing that came to mind was a skull of some sort.
What are some of the weirder... Have y'all heard any other weird things that people trying to guess what it is?
Yeah, the skull's probably been the most popular one. Somebody asked, is it a possum skull? Is it a... Somebody asked a horned toad head. Somebody said it looks like a rain cloud. It looks like a ball of cotton. It looks like... all kinds of things, but it's funny. If you go, I think Brandios actually tweeted a picture of the logo side by side with a picture of the actual round rock. And when you see it side by side, okay, you know what that is. But yeah, it's been funny to see folks react to it.
Yeah, speaking of that, this logo, just for if you haven't seen it, you got a picture of a rock in the middle of the state of Texas, and then along the top, it's a throwback to the Astros Tequila Sunrise jerseys, which is really cool. Now, branching off this, that is obviously where it's very Astros in look, but as I look at the rest of the new logos for the team, to me they still kind of look Rangers-y. They're red and blue. It doesn't look like they were a huge change away from what you had previously. Is there any plans in the future to give it more of an orange and blue look to make it more Astros-centric? Any kind of plans like that?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, one of the things that we had kind of top of mind when we went into this process was, you know, our goal is to be affiliated with the Astros for, you know, forever if we can. But we want our brand to stand alone on its own. We don't necessarily want to be tethered to a major league club. Like you see some, especially the AAA clubs that are owned by the major league affiliate. You know, we've, over the last 20 seasons, built a pretty strong brand in this market, and so to have a logo that is uniquely ours and something that you know, is easily identifiable as the Round Rock Express, and we, in the early 2000s when we were an Astros affiliate, the colors that you see today of that logo are very similar to what our colors were in the 2000s, and that's kind of when, you know, the team got started and people instantly recognized that that's what that is. And so I think that was a lot of our thought process, is trying to stay true to those colors and true to our brand and kind of what we've built over the last, you know, two decades in this part of the state. Yeah, we will. I mean, over the course of the season, we'll have, you know, certain specialty jerseys, merchandise, of course, that'll feature a lot more orange and a lot more Astros kind of themed their designs.
Andrew, obviously changing your affiliation from the Rangers to the Astros means a whole new roster and a whole new team. What goes on in, like, the relocation process between those guys who are in AAA, who you know are going to be there next year and whatnot? How does the team combat that, I don't want to say adversity, but situation?
Right, yeah. So this again, this is our 20th season. It's only the second time that we've changed affiliates. So obviously the first time since I've been here. So this is a brand new experience for me. But our group of PR communications directors in the Pacific Coast League, it's a pretty tight group, and so I've been working pretty closely with the PR director in Fresno, where Houston's AAA affiliate has been for the last 4 years, and, you know, he's kind of given me a lot of information, player bios, kind of maybe who to expect on the roster next year. And then, you know, in turn, I've done the same thing with the folks in Nashville with all of our Rangers player information, passing it along to them. And so, you know, we rely on each other quite a bit on stuff like that. But again, it's going to be working a lot with the major league club and getting to know the Houston Astros player development folks. And obviously we have a connection with Reed Ryan and kind of the business side, but from a baseball operations side, that's going to be brand new relationships for us and kind of getting comfortable with those guys and how they do things on their side. And again, kind of what to expect. I imagine pretty similar. The last, my three seasons here, the Rangers did a great job during spring training of kind of giving us a list of maybe 30 or 40 guys that, hey, this is probably going to be pretty close to what your opening day roster might look like, or maybe the first month of the season. And then kind of once you get into the year, it's, you know, obviously guys, their performance and injuries and all those things kind of contribute to up and down. But it's going to be probably a learning experience for me to do this for the first time with, you know, a whole entire brand new, and that's everybody, it's coaching staff, it's all those player development folks, obviously everybody on the field. So it's going to be a fun challenge, I think.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. It's Andrew Feltz. He's the manager of PR and communications for the Round Rock Express, new AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros. He's joining Jeffrey Cooperstein and I here on Can I Get a Podcast? And minor league baseball has always seemed to me just to have a feel, more of a feel. It's more intimate. Like, I feel like you're closer to the players, and I guess you have to kind of foster that because you don't have the appeal of a major league team. And I have to imagine that you especially starts to develop relationships with some of those players, and I imagine the fans would too. What is that? How has that kind of been? You've got to move on from a lot of guys that you had there, probably your entire stay, and you're bringing in a whole new crop of guys.
Right. It's definitely going to be interesting. You know, the quality of the player that the Texas Rangers supplied us over my last three seasons has been fantastic. A lot of the free agent signings that they've made over the last couple of years, certainly the players that they draft and develop, and you know, guys that come up from Frisco or down east, have just been high quality, high character guys. And so it makes building relationships with those guys easy. And so yeah, it's going to be tough to kind of part with those guys. And we actually open our season next year with Nashville, so it'll be a core of our guys that were here for the last 3 years playing on the other side. They'll be in the visitor's dugout.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting situation, I think. But I'm looking forward to building relationships with the Astros players, and hopefully, with Nashville coming here 8 times next year, we'll get to see our Rangers guys a couple times. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see to build those relationships really from scratch.
You're moving to a team that is coming off a World Series championship last year. That's got to be a good feeling.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one of the things that excites me the most is just the caliber of Houston's minor league organization. You look at, they have 6 domestic minor league clubs, and 5 of them went to the playoffs. 2 of them won championships. 2 more lost in the championship series for their league. So, I mean, it's, you look from the top down, and I mean, that whole organization is just loaded with talent. It's going to be exciting to see over the next couple of years in Round Rock some of those guys that come through and develop, and hopefully will be contributing for the Astros and another World Series push this year, next year, and into the future.
He's Andrew Feltz, manager of PR and communications for the Round Rock Express. Kind enough to give us some time here on Can I Get a Podcast. Just a couple more questions for you, and we'll let you go. What out of everything and switching organizations, just kind of, I want to dive into some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, what it's really like going through this process. What has been the most difficult thing from your end of things? What has been the most difficult part of making this change?
I think overall it was probably the timeline. Like we said, it kind of in the opener that this is something we kind of thought was going to happen. We internally kind of are in that mindset that, hey, we're going to have to run with this once it happens. But on September 16th, we officially became a free agent, so to speak, and had our professional development contract with the Rangers expire. And then, of course, last night on the 20th, we announced. So in the span of 5 days, we had everything put together, our press release. We had all of our rebrand, tightened up and finished. And then, of course, so we had a big party at the ballpark for our season ticket holders, sponsors, media, and just coordinating. I mean, it almost felt like it was a game day with the amount of almost pageantry. And, we had fireworks and videos and speakers. And that was probably the toughest part. And I think, too, we're just really getting started with everything as far as the transition goes, replacing logos and color schemes and rebuilding our website and social media. I mean, all those things. But it's nice to have, we got a couple months in the off season to kind of sit down and prioritize those things and be ready to go for opening day in April.
What is one thing you think fans need to know about a relationship between a minor league organization and a big league club? What is one thing you think fans need to know but probably don't know?
I think the biggest thing on my end is that we don't control anything on the field. We don't control lineups, rosters, who pitches out of the bullpen, coaching staff, none of that. All of that comes from the major league club. And so we get, on social media, oh, you need to fire this guy. This guy needs to go back to AA. This guy should get called up. And just for us, we run everything around the game except for, between the white lines and in the dugouts. And so it's always funny to hear, people gripe or praise guys. And how come Willie Calhoun isn't up? You guys really need to send him up. It's like, well, not really
right,
on Cardinal
right.
So that's one thing. And yeah, it's been, we talk about in our front office how we're so absorbed in it. We're doing this every single day. And so when we are making this big change, people ask, oh man, I can't believe the Fresno Grizzlies are moving to Round Rock. And I can't believe all the Rangers players are now Astros players. And say, no, that's not really how it works. The players are under contract by the Major League Club. And so, the Houston players from Fresno are coming here, but Fresno's not leaving, just kind of logistic stuff that, average everyday baseball fan might not understand all the kind of the structure of it and how those contracts work and how players get sent up and sit down. That's probably the biggest thing.
Andrew, we all know minor league teams are all about big promotions and crazy stunts to attract fans. What are some of the biggest promotional days you guys have coming up in 2019?
We are pretty much the focus of the 2019 season. It's going to be our 20th anniversary. So a lot of celebrating actually our first year as a club in 2000. They won the Texas League Championship. So celebrating that team, 20 years later. Of course, our reaffiliation with the Astros is going to be huge. We're watching intently to see what Houston does in the postseason, if they could somehow repeat. And, obviously Corpus Christi at the AA level and Fresno at the AAA level had success with celebrating the World Series champions and, players that came through those organizations that ultimately got promoted and won a World Series. So, we're looking forward to something similar to that. We just finished our retreat last week and we're kind of planning all these different theme nights and events and a lot of ones that are really popular. One of our biggest goals is to try to cater to everybody. Something to be, one night for everybody. And so our Star Wars night's usually a big night. We have a princess night that has gotten bigger and bigger the last 3 years. And same thing, Harry Potter, that draws huge crowds.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of those
big Harry Potter guys.
Yeah. We had our first Harry Potter night last season, and we really weren't sure what to expect. We invited the University of Texas as a Quidditch team. They came out, and we just got slammed with – we were shocked at the turnout. And so this past season, we made it even bigger and better. And the best part that came from that probably, somebody was upset and sent us a Facebook message and said, how come you didn't say that this was a baseball game? We thought it was a Harry Potter Quidditch deal. And like, well, we're a baseball team. So so that was probably pretty funny. But, yeah, a lot of stuff like that. And then we really kind of spend the next couple months finalizing those things, ordering our promotional items and getting that stuff stored away. So early 2019, probably January is kind of when we start to announce all those finalized different theme nights and giveaways and promotions and all that fun stuff that helps get people out.
Andrew, I know you're a college football fan, and so I need you to settle something here on Can I Get a Podcast?
It's a big debate, Andrew.
Yes, it's a big debate. He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Andrew Feltz, manager of PR and communication for the Round Rock Express, joining us. Andrew, a big TCU Horned Frogs fan. Now, here's the question.
So I'm outnumbered here. That's not fair.
No. Now, listen.
Here's
the thing. Jeffrey and I have talked about this on the podcast before. You, as a college football fan, want your rivals and your conference opponents to be good, because when you play them, you need those games to matter. Or are you rooting for everybody to be bad so that these wins just mean nothing?
He phrased that wrong, Andrew.
No. Then phrase it.
Would you root for SMU or whoever you perceive to be TCU's biggest rival next Saturday in order for TCU to be better?
I think for the most part, yes. In these day of especially for a team like TCU where, Big 12, you play everybody once and you're ultimately, you want to be one of those four teams that gets
yes,
to the playoffs.
Yes.
You can't, it's almost set up to where a school like TCU, you almost have to go undefeated. Maybe you have one loss and win your conference championship game. But yeah, I'm all about data and analytics. So yeah, any way you can get your rival to look better and then beat them, I'm all for that. But
Andrew,
I'm not going to.
It was a great interview, but that ended on a really bad note.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry, Jeffrey. That's just the way it is.
Well, you're right. And, hey, I'm glad you're on my side. We love all the new branding. We love the new logos. Hey, if you got any extra T-shirts or hats lying around, send them our way. Jeffrey and I would love to show
Absolutely.
Those off.
Yeah, I think we can make that happen.
Oh, okay. Well, I like it. Thank you so much, Andrew. He's the manager of PR and communication for the Round Rock Express. He joined us here on Can I Get a Podcast. We appreciate all your time here, Andrew. Good luck with this change going forward. Man, you're an all-star.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There he goes. That's Andrew Feltz.
That was a really good interview. I'm glad we got to talk to him. I got a lot of questions answered that I didn't know the answer to.
Yeah, and that's so interesting. That's what I thought. I think there's so much that goes on with minor league baseball that people have no idea about.
Minor league baseball is a crazy operation, man. Yeah. Like, it takes a village.
And it's interesting, like he said, there's so much that your major league affiliate club decides that you
absolutely.
Do that you have no say.
Absolutely.
On.
I mean, the major league affiliate has, basically, like he said, full say over the lineup, who plays, who doesn't.
Yeah.
And the coaching staff, all that. So thanks for Andrew coming on. That was awesome.
It's very interesting.
Some free stuff.
Very smart man. Agrees with me about college football.
That's his one fall down, but you know, that's all right.
All right, we're going to transition. We'll close things out like we always do here. It is the 24-second shot clock. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, here's how it works. We put 24 seconds on your shot clock, just like in basketball. You have 24 seconds to say whatever you want. But when that buzzer goes off, you're done. You got to stop talking. And then we move on to the next one. So, Jeffrey, let's go here to you first. Your 24 seconds begins now.
So, I am a left-handed person in life. I do everything left-handed, right? You know, all that.
Okay.
But I hold my phone in my right hand, and I realized that yesterday, that when I'm just on the couch, lying down on the couch, I hold my phone in my right hand, and it's really strange. I swing like I play golf, do baseball, and hockey with my right hand, right-handed as well. But that's just something really weird I realized the other day.
So you do everything left-handed, everything left-handed except your phone.
Yes, and like a swinging sport like golf, baseball, hockey, I'm a right-handed swing.
That's very weird.
It's very weird.
I'm right-handed, and I can't do anything with my left hand. Like, I can text single-handedly with my right hand. Dude, it's awful when I use the left.
I compare myself to LeBron, because LeBron is left-handed naturally. But he shoots hoops. He shoots hoops with his right. So basically, I'm LeBron James.
This is the very, very small Venn diagram where Jeffrey Cooperstein and LeBron James cross. It is very small square footage. That is all right there.
Love
I guarantee you,
Lee.
There's nothing else that you guys cross paths.
What do you have for us today?
My 24-second shot clock. Dude, I got to talk about it. Not sports related. Dude, Destiny 2 is awesome again. It is great. The new expansion came out, Forsaken. There is so much to do. It is seriously sucking my life away.
How does your wife feel about that?
I am tired all the time because all I do is play Destiny 2. It is amazing. I'm on Xbox. Add me. Chris Gross 26.
He's not that good at other games.
I'm looking for a raid team. Need a raid team.
I don't have Destiny, so I can't help you there. But
you need to buy it. You can get all of... So we're into the big expansion. Destiny 2 vanilla campaign came out about a year ago. You can get all of it, everything, I think for about $80. It's a really good deal.
You know, I don't think I'm going to do that.
I may get you that for Christmas.
Okay. Or Hanukkah.
I may get you that for Hanukkah. Okay. Then. Yes. So, Jeffrey, a couple ways you can listen to this podcast. Number one, we're on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
All you got to do is search Can I Get a Podcast. You can find us there. Please subscribe. Leave your ratings. Leave your reviews.
My friend Grant left us a review.
I am actually going to look right now because, to be honest, I forgot that we were going to do this.
He said something that kind of hurt my feelings, but you know, that's why we should read it here on the podcast.
All right, so here we are. Let's look. 10 ratings, Jeffrey.
Are they all 5 stars?
They are all 5
Let's
stars.
Go.
So that to me is really...
That's 50 stars.
That is really not surprising, honestly, that we got all... Okay,
I
we
mean,
got actually got a couple
podcast
ones.
In the world.
We got one... from K. Gerard Gross, not sure who this is. I love this podcast. This podcast is great. It delivers all the sports info I need in a fun and entertaining way. The hosts are so funny and handsome.
Dude, I couldn't agree more with K. Gerard Gross.
That's a pretty great review right there.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty good. And then we got one from OGS Chill.
That was Grant. It's OG Shill.
OG Shill, sorry.
The buddy who gave us our topic the last, you know, four or five
podcasts
ago.
Thank you, OG Shill. He did leave 5 stars. He says, fun listen. Best thing is I don't have to see Jeff's face to hear it.
Grant, that really hurts. I'll have to text you and we'll talk about that one.
He did spell Jeff wrong, which is
he does that
great.
On purpose. He spells it with the G.
G-E-O-F-F, which is not correct.
That is indeed not my name.
But as we said, we make a promise on this podcast. If you leave a review, we will read it. We will read it.
Christopher, who should the people of the world tell about this podcast?
You need to tell your friends. You need to tell your family.
That's right.
I would suggest telling your cousins,
yes,
your uncles, yep, your aunts. But most importantly,
what about your next door neighbor?
You'd tell your neighbor.
Okay.
And tell the neighbor on the other side of your next door neighbor also.
Right.
But most importantly, you need to tell the ex-wife.
The ex-wife is by far the most important person.
That is the most important person you need to tell. And I forgot to say, you can also find us if you want to find us on the web. Head on over to KESN1033.com. Now, listen to me. Things have changed a little bit. You click on podcasts at the top, and then you click on Can I Get a Podcast? So things are a little bit different from the past, but head on over to KESN1033.com. Click on podcasts. Click on Can I Get a Podcast? We've got our entire archive there. You can listen to all our past episodes. Most of ours are not... most of them are evergreen podcasts. You can listen to them whenever. Lots of good info there.
Always.
I would highly recommend doing that. But before we go, Jeffrey, where can people find you on the internet?
Find me at jcoopjr27 on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. If you want to find me on Facebook, you can do that too. I'll friend you.
What's your, G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y Cooperstein?
It's a little off, yeah, but it's J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Okay,
For the record, yeah.
Don't add me on Facebook, but you can follow me on Twitter. Chris is gross, KRISISGROSS. And that's going to do it here for Can I Get a Podcast? We're going to be back next week. I bet we'll be talking a little college football next week.
Opening conference play this weekend. Ooh. A big Can I Get a Podcast battle, TCU, Texas.
Yeah, I don't think Texas is very good, so.
You know, we'll find out at 3:30.
We'll talk about that next week here on Can I Get a Podcast? Okay. Jeffrey, goodbye.
Okay, thanks.